make this speech about one of the different root trades that our group is looking at as promises for better root improvement, root breeding, for the adaptation to different edaphic stresses. Specifically, I'm going to be talking about root cortical parenchyma and whether this can be involved in the alleviation of drought stress. So as most of you, I assume you may know, root cortical parenchyma is the tissue, the corticus, the cortex of the root that's occupied by gaps, normally filled with air. Number of research in the past has associated the presence of parenchyma with the role on gas transport and the respiration of roots under flooded soils. But the parenchyma has also been observed in the efficiency of nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur. What we are proposing is that the parenchyma is a mechanism to reduce the metabolic cost of soil exploration, and therefore we can perhaps may raise the question if whether that is also important for drought. The image that I have there is two sections of different recombinant imprint lines that were grown without any stress. So you can see that those traits, parenchyma, has a high variability in itself, and that's an important part. So how do we explain that parenchyma can reduce root respiration? By replacing living cells, living tissue, with gaps, there is a direct reduction in the respiration cost of that. But as well, the different nutrients and minerals that are present in that living tissue can be remobilized and reach growing points in the roots, and therefore perhaps in enlarging, you know, increasing the soil volume that's explored by the root. Some research in the past, in this case by the use of ethylene to induce the production of parenchyma, has shown clearly that the parenchyma disproportionately reduces the amount of respiration in root segments. 20% of parenchyma can mean a reduction of 50% of the respiration in the root. That's an important reduction. Now, this kind of a study made in the greenhouse with measures in the lab was related with the results of field studies in which low phosphorus was the main constraint. So what you see there is the ratio of the weight of the roots under low phosphorus against high phosphorus, and the relation that was observed with the porosity of some root segments at in the field with the greenhouse plants. And you can see a very high correlation factor there, which is probably not very common in this kind of association of traits between greenhouse evaluation and field analysis. But you can see that parenchyma, in this case measured through root porosity, was clearly a good predictor of the performance of the root length, under low phosphorus conditions. To go beyond this, we attempt to make a simulation exercise linking the SimRoot model. Amelia just showed a picture of what the SimRoot can do, can actually control for the different metabolic traits, geometrical traits of different root classes, and make a very mechanistic, explicit simulation of root growth. We connected that with the help of many people to the canopy models, Crop Grow and Ceres, part of the simulation models from the DSAT suite. And those are canopy models, as I mentioned, that work on light interception, CO2 assimilation, photosynthesis, water use, water stress effects. And how we did this is a concept, you know, kind of simple and straightforward, to use carbon as a currency to communicate these two models. What we did was to pass the carbon that was allocated in the root by either of the models in the DSAT suite to SimRoot. SimRoot used that carbon available to construct the root according to the rules that we have input into the model. At the end, we calculate the root distribution that we have every day, and that returns to DSAT, which in terms calculates the next day and the next carbon that's available. This is the summary of some of the results that we have. At the left-hand side, you see the increase in root density and the increase in root depth that we observe with the presence of more cortical parenchyma. And I apologize that the label of the percentage of cortical parenchyma suddenly are missing there, it was there just a moment ago. 0% is for the zero line, 30% is for the green line, and 50% is for the blue line. And you can see that there is a kind of dramatic increase in the density of roots in the graph. That's associated with a reduction in the frequency and the amount of water stress. The coefficient for water stress in the models goes from 0 to 1, when 1 is the highest possible killing the plant. And this reduction, this coefficient, means a reduction in the amount of shoot biomass, as you can see here, or control or zero line, is actually very effective on water stress. But the presence of a parenchyma and the reduction in respiration in the root is actually giving a better chance for more shoot biomass in this model. I have to mention that in all the observations that I have made, the presence of parenchyma normally goes up about till 30%. So probably the middle scenario is a more realistic assessment of this trait. So we went, let me just summarize again. Cortical parenchyma could be advantageous for the acquisition of nutrients and water by reducing the metabolic cost of the root tissue. Root cortical parenchyma may help in the production of deeper roots and increase water uptake. We carried out experiments in 2005 and 2006 with two maize real populations provided by Dr. Sean Kempler of the University of Wisconsin, both with contrasting features in the production of parenchyma. In total, I made three consecutive experiments. In 2005, I worked with a population that was characterized in the formation, the production of parenchyma under low phosphorus conditions. In the 2006, I took another population of maize. I first characterized that, I screened a sample of that population for drought, and with the most contrasting genotypes, I repeated the 2005 experiment again. I used salt columns for all of this study. Salt columns have an advantage of creating a gradient of water availability from top to bottom. So those plants that can actually grow longer roots will benefit the best. I have a summary of the methods in this website that our lab has put together in very simple terms. And another advantage that I have from that I have to mention is that this kind of system actually made a lot easier to collect and recover an intact root system, complete root system. And that was very useful for me because I was looking at the specific root classes and what they respire in and what the parenchyma is producing, the specific root types. Over there you can have a couple of examples of the final root that was just collected 15 minutes from the shoot cut and then just washed out and collected almost completely recovered. I also measured canopy net CO2 assimilation and root respiration with irrigas, photosynthesis and stomatal conductance and transpiration at leaf level with a Lycor 6400 photosynthetic system. I used the same instruments to measure root sample respiration in a small segment of 20 centimeters with a chamber that we adapted and connected with the Lycor 6200. And on top of that, we took hand sections made under the microscope to measure the parenchyma that was present in these samples and in other sections of the root. Now, let me summarize some of the results that I obtained. This came from the first experiment that I made in 2005 with a population that was screened with a low phosphorus response. So the high parenchyma formation reels over there are also materials that produce parenchyma under low phosphorus conditions. And we can see that the specific root respiration that we had was consistently lower on the high parenchyma reels than the lower parenchyma reels that I used. I used, by the way, three of them for each of these groups. But more importantly, we found that the higher parenchyma reels consistently grew longer and deeper roots. And those differences were especially visible under drought conditions. So this was very encouraging results that moved us to try to make this research again in the other maize population. Now, after the screening and in the selected materials that I had, I observed again the production of parenchyma under drought. So what you see over there is the production of parenchyma under drought, and you can see that there is a large variability of that over there. More importantly, the best material that was selected in here, genotype real 364, was consistently the one that has the highest percentage of parenchyma under drought again, and it was the one that performed the best in the rest of the responses that I'm about to show you now. Again, as I was shown for the research before, and my observations, root cortical parenchyma is associated with a reduction in the respiration. Now, this response is significant. There is a negative relation. There is less respiration with more parenchyma, but at the same time, you see a lot of scattering here, especially in the zero level. And we think that this is related with other aspects, with other part, with other considerations of the root segment, like root thickness, the diameter of the steel, the number of laterals that this may have. Again, consistently with the results that I observed in the 2005 experiment, we noticed that the ratio of the length under drought compared with the length under adequately watered conditions was consistently improved with more presence of parenchyma. About 6 to 10% of parenchyma in these materials suggested that we can expect even a 50% increase of the length of the seminal roots in maize, which is a very important result considering that these seminal roots are part of the embryonary system of the root of the maize and probably are very important in the establishment of a plant, especially in limited water conditions. Finally, these results showed a positive association with stomatal conductance. The more parenchyma that I observed, again, this is just a scattering of the results that I had under drought conditions, not including the response that I had with adequate irrigation, showed that there is a positive relationship between parenchyma and stomatal conductance. There is an increase, but again, there is a large scattering here, which I think is probably associated with other factors in the plants, canopy effects, other root rates effects, and but overall, we still consider that this is a kind of a very positive trend that we feel is important to follow up. So in summary, I have to say that parenchyma is a novel root rate. It definitely reduces the metabolic cost of soil exploration. We know from previous research that has a big benefit for low phosphorus adaptation and maybe for drought stress. So many parts of the world suffer of combination of edaphic stresses, and I think that these kind of traits combined with other aspects of plant breeding can be a very important avenue of future research. At this time, we've been lucky enough to have additional funds to continue with this research, and we are going to be looking at the trade-offs. Probably when you have more parenchyma, other aspects of the plant can have a negative effect. For instance, mechanical strength of the root, the presence of more lodging could be a problem, less living tissue, less mycorrhizal association. And we're going to be doing more of this testing, contrasting, using these contrasting genotypes now in the field, in rainout shelters. I would like to finish by thanking all the members of the Lynch and the Brown Lab, my friends Luz Maria Flores and Noel Darte, visitor scholars, that were in the Lynch Lab, supported by the Bean Cowpea Crisp, the McKnight Foundation, which supported my studies with Dr. Lynch, and now the National Research Initiative, which is funding the new phase in our studies, in our research. Well, with that, I would like to thank also Dr. Sean Kempler, who was instrumental in providing the populations of maize that were used for this study. That's all. Thanks for your attention. I will be very happy to take your questions. Well, if I understand more your question, you are telling me that the wild population of maize is probably more prone to form more parenchyma. Is that so? Yeah, that's completely correct. Let me say that you know, nobody has looked at parenchyma in this perspective, because normally it's a trait that people associate with excess water instead of these conditions of drought. But looking carefully at some papers, you notice that, for instance, some accessions, especially now I remember one paper made of an evaluation of materials in Nicaragua. They observed that the drought controls, and especially one of the wild materials that they tested, actually performed, you know, created more parenchyma than, you know, the flood treatment that they used for that. So it's interesting that, you know, there is this potential, and parenchyma, as I was showing over there, by itself has a lot of variability in the productivity of parenchyma in different materials. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of potential for that. There was just recently a very interesting paper published by Dr. Fan, where the author of the paper in that was part of the Lynch group, by the way, that published that results that I was showing you on the reduction of respiration with parenchyma. And he is noticing that in those cases of low phosphorus induced parenchyma, there is an association with a reduction in root hydraulic conductivity. So there is a possibility that's also a negative trade-off. But at the same time, we're noticing that this can be overall with an increase in soil volume exploration. We're still not sure about that. It's less conductivity according to those results. But those were made in hydroponic solution at very different environment, a very different experimental situation. So we're still not sure whether that could be an important trade-off or not. It's a possibility for sure. Not at this time, but certainly we're going to be taking this to the field next time. And we are having this experimental research place in Rock Springs, and that's called, not just by chance, there's just a lot of rocky and, you know, very hard pans in that. So probably we're going to see some of those effects in there. Now, I have to say that Dr. Rich Sobel from the USDA made some informal publications about the advantage of switchgrass in very compacted soil that was also associated with some parenchyma in the roots. Well, thank you very much. I don't know if I have time for a little comment.
Yes, you will.
Just to mention that I have seen a couple of very important and very attractive presentations, one by Dr. Hammer here present in the audience, other by Richard Johnson, in which they are looking at root system architecture, prolific roots, and this kind of studies, I think, you know, a very good promise for the future, you know, for breeding, for a better adaptation for drought in the future. Thank you very much for your attention.